Tabidun Simkuf Gimel, sorry, Kuf Chaf Gimel, sorry, Halacha Hey. Okay, the long din, the short shear. Tavshav Shiesh Boyayin, it's a continuation from the previous din. This, the words are going to be here now coming from Tosfos based on the last din. Tavshav Shiesh Boyayin, the Nagba of Kuchum, if you have food that has wine in it, and then it was kosher wine, and then the guy touched it, I feel conscious, even though it hadn't been cooked yet. I mean, if it had been cooked, then of course it would be mostly because it would be mavoshal. It was not mavoshal. You just mix all the ingredients together. You hadn't yet cooked it. Eba mishum yayin nesach. It doesn't have yayin nesach in it. Tosfos learns it out from the din. Excuse me, of Avuntis, of Hendolis, from the previous halacha. The point is that it's not wine anymore. And since it's not wine anymore, so it doesn't have the... What is going on here? I don't know. I'm not sure about it. Since it's not wine anymore, therefore there's no iser of stam yayin to go touch. Okay, now the Ramah sticks in a few things. This is the end of that tesis. Only talking about that the thing you made into a tafshel, you mix all the things together, and you can't tell where the wine is. Aval. Now the next word, I don't know what to say. It's a kremixin. Okay, and the next word in the Shulchan Aruch, the way we have it printed, it says Beshuman, but that's not really what Tyson says. This is Beshumin, okay, garlic, okay, Vechargal, okay, it's not that you mix fat with oil. Anyway, Beshumin Vechargal, Shnosim Bayayin, some of the new Shulchan Aruch changed it, but anyway, our Shulchan Aruch says Beshumin Vechargal, Shnosim Bayayin, Vuhu Be'en Tzachlamayla, if you mix it in with these spices, and the wine is forming on the top, so it's be'en. I mean, they're not mixed together like the first case, the machabel. It was a tafshel. It's a tafshel, but it's you could still tell the piece apart. Because it's not considered a separate. Excuse me. It's not considered to be a new food. Okay. So that what we have written so far came from Tosfos. V'nir davka im loy nishtana tam machlos davar hamuruv boy. He says this that we were just machmir in the case where it's nicker, where they're separate from each other. It's only assuming that you can't the taste wasn't affected by it. If you put the shuman or the charda, which is obviously there for flavor, and if I can make a difference in taste, then it would be like the din we had previously, I want this, like the from the din before him, that if you change the taste of the wine to be something different, then it's mutter for that reason. It's not mutter because it's a tafshel, it's mutter because it's a change taste. Okay. Now for what we want. Then, nisar b'yayim mevushel, what happens if you mixed wine, meaning non-mevushel kosher wine, with yayin that's mevushel? This is not the case of the Gemara, this is not the case of Tosfos over here. You mix mevushel wine and not mevushel wine, im yesh boi dvar shekol yamishari. So if the mevushel wine has in it honey in it, so then it will be mutter because it's like the previous din. If you change the din from halachadal, if you change the tam, then of course it's going to be mutter. The whole garab milo hidvash lechud. The fact that this mevushal wine doesn't change it, it's just honey being it doesn't change the taste. Because if you mix wine that's not mavushal with wine that's mavushal, so ignore the fact that the wine that's mavushal is mavushal, and maybe that's somehow affected it. The yayin that's mavushal has honey in it.
So that's what means in the yayin shenderu.
Yeah, in the yayin mavushal. In the yayin mavushal.
Like gora, they were seeing dvash in the yayin shenderu.
Right, like gora from the previous halacha where dvash was mixed into yayin shenderu mavushal. But here the dvash is coming from the yayin that's... Here the Tavash is coming from the yayin that is mavushal. So we're saying
the yayin...
It doesn't make a difference if you're mixing by itself. Okay, now, the aim by dvash. What happens if there's no dvash to it? So then, yesh aymen, dimisharen ki'ilu haya hamavushal mayim. So some say that what you... It's only, you imagine the yayin that's mavushal is water, which means that you have to have six times as much mavushal as ain't mavushal in order to make it mutter. Six times as much, like as if it would be water. Yesh aymen, and the second sheet is that it's enough as long as there's more mavushal than not mavushal, we follow the roiv and then it's mutter. Okay, we're gonna talk about this part of the Ramah, this whole list bit that I read in the Ramah. That's what we're gonna talk about today. Let me just finish off the Ramah. The yain shen nikrash, if you have wine that congealed, meaning you remove the liquid from it and it became like a jelly or some kind of a salad. At that point, it's like a tafshel, so to speak. It's not wine anymore, and there's no iser of stam yayin. And the kosher, when we read the place, the kosher in Nogah b'cheres habulom yayin, and also they used to have this thing that they take a cheres and they get so much wine absorbed into it that they can make drinks out of it. You just dunk it into your water and make a new drink out of it. So that also, if you touch it when it's in the cheres, where it has all this wine absorbed into it.
What's the case of the cheres?
Yeah, they used to have this traveling portable wine. What? Yeah, they had this cheres that had so much stuff absorbed into it, you dunk it into the water and it make you a cup of wine. Okay?
Disgusting.
I don't have water.
I'm sure the clay dissolves the water.
Okay, so this second lesson the Rambam says.
How do you know it's going to be? Maybe just a piece of cheres, a dry piece of cheres that has blue
Because that. He didn't make it up. Because it comes from. Okay, anyhow, the Yayin Shenikvash, I'll stick into here for all of you remember. The Yayin Shenikvash, that case is a raya in the Shaila of whether grape juice will concentrate. It's a Hagofen and you could use it with other crisis. So you probably remember, we spoke about it 7 years ago before Pesach, in 2012. It was 2012, I checked last night. So I'm not going to repeat it. There's riots from that din. you have to listen to the video, to the recording. From this din, and there's the very similar din, the very last din in the simon is also a very similar din. And yeah, those are both riots in that case, so for all those who miss it, you'll have to listen to this video. Okay. Okay. So, now we talk about our case that we're here to talk about, which is the end of the middle section of Ramah. And that is like this. When you make wine, you take grape juice, and it ferments. And it keeps on going until it hits 13, 14, 15%, at which point that's the end of fermentation. Okay? The sugar is, most of the sugar is used up, and the yeast can't function anymore. And that's it. That's the end. That's as strong as it could get. If you want to make stronger wine, so to speak, you want to make wine that's stronger than that much percent, then what you have to do is you make brandy, which is to say you distill it. You boil off the water, you boil off the alcohol, leaving the water behind. So now your 15% or 14% turns into 40%. The 15% makes a stronger thing, and we call that brandy. Okay? That's the way you make stronger wine. You can't make...
The Yayin Shenikvash, by definition, has no alcohol?
That we talked about that in 2012. Okay? So
I'm saying once you start concentrating...
It depends how you did it. Yes, when you concentrate, the alcohol boils off first. Yes, if you boil in the normal way...
You need the alcohol here, some other one.
So when you're making brandy, what you do is the alcohol that boils off, you don't just let it boil into the sky. You catch those vapors, and those vapors is the new drink. Those vapors is now mainly alcohol.
So then,
yes, that's what it's the alcohol part of the wine, and some of the flavor of the wine, and the flavor also boils out early.
What about the grape juice?
The water shabai stays behind.
What about the grape part of it?
Well, the grape. There's water, and there's sugar, and there's alcohol now, and there's flavor. So the alcohol and the flavor boil out.
The flavor
boils out early.
That's great, I guess.
Yeah, and then the water stays behind. So what's coming back?
It stays back. That's it goes away.
Actually, flavor boils out early. The flavor boils out on the early end. So it boils out earlier. So what you end up on the bottom is stuff that has a lot of the good things, the desirable parts in it, and that's a stronger, it's called brandy. Okay? Like the double, when you make apple juice concentrate, when you boil out the water, the essence boils out also. You have to hop the essence back and put it back in. Anyway, okay, that's for a different thing. Anyhow, so if you make wine or you make brandy, okay, you could have this thing which is a wine product, but doesn't have so much sweetness to it because the sugar has turned into alcohol. That's what happened when you turn the grape juice into wine, is the sugar turned into alcohol. So you get a lot of alcohol, you get 13, 14, 15%. You can make the brandy, you're not playing around with the sugar anymore, but the point is you don't have so much sugar left in it because the sugar is what turned into alcohol. Sugar became alcohol. So, besides that, that's just life. You have a choice. You either get sweetness or you get... more alcohol, okay? But there's a way to make something with a lot of alcohol, or a relatively lot of alcohol, and still be sweet, okay? And that's what port is, okay? Port is a term for a kind of what I'm about to describe to you in a certain place in Portugal, a certain part of Portugal, and there's other versions of the same thing. Sherry you may have heard of, and Madeira, and Marsala. There's a bunch of things like this. They're all the same thing, which is, it's a fortified wine, okay? And each one of them has a rule of where it's supposed to come from. Portugal comes from the port, comes from a certain part of Portugal, okay? A certain section of Portugal has to come from, okay? But just for your curiosity, the United States didn't care about that rule, that the word port has to come from from that part of Portugal. Until 2006, they made a deal with the Europeans, and they agreed that from now on, we'll only use that, let you people use that term if it comes from there. But there are grandfathered ones in that are allowed to stay with that. So if there was port that was made in California before 2006, they're allowed to keep the name. Okay, so to say that port always needs to come from that place is a lot tougher because people have been grandfathered in. As part of the deal was that they let the grandfathered guys in stay. Okay, so how do you make port? How do you make port? Take port. You take grape juice and you only partially ferment the grape juice. Okay, so I picked the number 7%. The people who make it said they're halfway there. So I said 7%. You make the grape juice be only partially fermented. Point being is, if it's partially fermented, the grape juice still has sugar to it. Okay, the sugar that hasn't fermented is still in there. And you take brandy, which is also made from wine, and the brandy's at 40%. Okay, and what you do is you're gonna mix these two together. You're gonna make a mixture of the partially fermented grape juice together with brandy. Okay, and what you're gonna get out of that is you're gonna get port. Okay, port is, it's called a fortified wine. It's a wine that you stop the fermentation by adding in brandy. Again, when you put in all that alcohol, it stops the fermentation. The yeast can't function anymore. So now you end up with a stronger drink, but still has a sweetness to it. Okay, that's what you're trying to get over here. You're fortifying it. So it has a lot of alcohol, but it still has a lot of sugar to it also. Okay?
If you fermented it all the way, then it would be not sugar.
It wouldn't be sweet enough, so that would be something else, but that just wouldn't be port. Okay, if you let it ferment all the way, you would have a higher alcohol, but you wouldn't have port. You wouldn't have the sweetness. So by putting in the brandy, it's how you end up making yourself to have something sweet also, but at high alcohol at the same time. Okay, so I'm going to give you an example now of what a recipe for that would be. Okay, Be'erah, usually port is sold at Be'erah 20% alcohol. Okay, so if you put in 60 gallons of this partially fermented grape juice and 40 gallons of brandy, okay, so that's a 60-40 ratio. Okay, 60-40 ratio, you're going to end up with port that's 20%. Okay, you can go do the math if you don't believe me. But that's what it comes out to. Okay, so you take the grape juice that was fermented only till this halfway. So it's still sweet because it has the sugar in it. Yet, even though you only fermented the grape juice to 7%, but you still have a drink that's 20%, which is higher than the alcohol content you could ever have from regular wine. Wine can never get to 20%. So you fortified it by throwing in brandy that has a lot of alcohol into it. So by doing that, you get a lot of alcohol, you get more alcohol than you're supposed to, and sweetness at the same time. Okay, so that's this unusual beverage, fortified beverage. We're not using the one called port. The same thing I told you is called sherry and Madeira and Marsala. They're all the same thing. Each one has its own, because sherry made in a certain place. Each one's got its own, you know, Mishagas, but they're all the same idea. It's a fortified wine. Okay? So, now you know what port is. Now let's go back to the Ramah. Okay? The Ramah says like this. What happens if you took Mavushal wine and not Mavushal wine and you mix them together? Okay, so what's the din of that mixture that we have here? We took Mavushal wine and not Mavushal wine and we mix them together. So should we say that the Mavushal wine protects the rest of it? You see, now it's Mavushal wine. The Mavushal wine protects the mixture, and now if a guy touches it, it'll be mutter. Or should you say no? If the Mavushal wine touches it, that's not gonna help us. Okay? The Mavushal wine is not gonna help us.
So
I'm going to tell you. Just give me a second. I showed the Ramah. I'm going to tell you. Okay. Okay. I forgot to tell you. I have one more recipe. I'm sorry. There's another recipe. Okay. This recipe, you'll hear why we need to hear about this. This recipe is for an unusual port. Okay. I made up the recipe. This would be 24% port. No, I made it up. No, I'm trying to get a point here. I think 24% port. That's not usual. Usual is like 20-ish, about 20%. In this case, if you made it up to that strong, you'd have to put in more than royal brandy. Okay, so now, the Ramah has two choices what to do when you have this fortified wine. What should you do with this? The Ramah didn't say fortified the way we do it. He didn't have to say you did only partial sweetness. He just said you mixed Mavushal and Mavushal together. He didn't say, but this is the Lamaisa case for us. I don't know what the Ramah did. In our Lamaisa, we have this thing called fortified wine, which is Mavushal with potentially any Mavushal wine. I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you, because we talked about two times ago that brandy, we always consider to be Mavushal. Okay? We talked about why brandy is always considered to be Mavushal. We talked about that. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear. The brandy is always Mavushal, and we have the wine, or the grape juice on the side there, which is yes, Mavushal, which is not Mavushal. Okay? So the first thing Ramah said was that if the Mavushal wine has Dvash in it, if it has a strong flavor in it, then ignore the fact that the Mavushal is mevushel, but it has this strong taste to it. Okay, so for example, we spoke about last time. If instead of brandy you get vermouth, you get it with a very strong flavor to it, then we potentially say is it affects the taste of the wine side of it, and it would be mutter anyhow. That was the first thing Rambam said. Okay, but when you make port, that's not what you do. You don't do it with vermouth. You do it with brandy, just plain brandy. Okay, but that brings up a different side. That is like this. The Pesach Tshuva brings from a Shus Yaakov, who said, brandy itself is considered to be a wine that has a different taste to it. Okay. Again, the Rama spoke about Mavushal and Mavushal wine. So those are considered the same. They're considered to both be the time of wine. The Shus Yaakov says that brandy in itself is considered to be a different taste. Once it turns into brandy, he says it can't become usher because it's not wine. It's like Alwuntus also. It's a thing with a different taste to it because, remember, it doesn't taste like wine. Well, it tastes a lot like wine, but it tastes a lot not like wine also. You took something that was 15% alcohol, turned into 40% alcohol, and got rid of all the water from it. So it has a whole different taste to it. So he wants to say...
to argue that it's super wine. You know,
so. 100%. You could, 100% you could argue that. Just like you went for grapes to wine, we didn't say it got a new taste to it. You could say this also. So he brings other suha chayot on it. But according to Shus Yaakov, it would be that the brandy itself is considered to be something that has a different taste to it, and that if the brandy gives a strong taste into the wine, which presumably it does, then we would say is that in itself would qualify for the first din of the Rama. The first din of the Rama was that if there's something in the mevushel side that changes the taste, then it's going to be mutter for that reason. Okay? So now, the reasons to argue on this is, first of all, what the Shus Yaakov said is not so pashut. Well, he said that to be considered to be a different taste is not so pashut, because it's just wine. Okay? That's all it is. It's just a concentrated form of it. Also, if you remember last time when we spoke about this din, about the vermouth, and that those dinim, there were those who were chaylik and said, that cool is only in cases where it has a new name to it, or it's not a beverage. You remember, we had all kinds of people who didn't agree with that, the application. Okay, so let's move to the second din. So now we have to move to the second.
Bring the Ramah
back.
I don't know if I'm going to the recipe. Bring the Ramah back.
I'm coming to now. First, I said the first case. The first case of the Ramah was if it changed the taste. So there's a possibility that we would consider it to be a changed taste because the brandy itself is considered to change the taste. Okay, according to the Shus Yaakov, maybe that
the taste is the total sum of the whole product at the end of the day.
Right. Well, so the question is, but is it?
If you're putting 49% of regular wine, it may go back to the original taste.
To the original taste, you mean that if you
but
put brandy,
not cooler, not
you're saying if we put it in, that they'll dilute it. You're saying
right.
Okay, so that's masking. But I'm saying to even think about that, you have to first have to agree to this with Yaakov to say that it's considered different, and you have to say like the simple reading from last time that this is considered to be something with a different taste. You didn't have to change the name and make it not a beverage man from last time. Okay, remember I was speaking French last time? That was last time. Okay, anyhow. It was Provage, remember, from last time. Okay, anyhow. That was my except for my French. With the help of beer in it. Okay. But now come to the second part of the MO. Okay, let's say we ignore that part. So now we have to look like this. In the normal case, and I ran a whole bunch of scenarios of how you could make the port wine, and come out every single case, it turned out that you would have roiv of the wine, not roiv of the mevushel, not roiv of the brandy. Okay, it was very hard. This case that I gave to you, where there's a little bit more brandy than mevushel than in mevushel, that was a very unusual case. Okay, in most of the recipes that I was able to create, I don't know how to make port. I just made a difference. I mixed the numbers. I put, 60-40, and I changed the different percentages in Excel. Changed the different percentages to see what I would come out with. Okay, and it's not easy to make up a case. I have another really strange case, but they're not easy to make a case where it's going to be roiv of the mevushel. So the Ramah said two possibilities. Either you need to have six times as much mevushel as ein mevushel. Okay, well, that's obviously not going to happen. Or you have to have roiv of mevushel more than ein mevushel. Again, that's very not usual to happen. So the Chayra, according to the Ramah, in this case, we should treat it as einer mevushel, in which case, if a guy would touch it, it would become us. Okay, I just need to throw in that the Shach says these two stadim the Ramah. The Ramah says either you could, if it's six times as much mevushel or roiv mevushel, it's okay. The Shach says you should only be samech on that makom hefsim ruba. Okay, the Shach says it's just interesting. If you read the Shach, you might not
even six
is a hefsim ruba.
He holds,
it depends on the taste. They have to change the taste of it. I don't know what would happen if it's 60, that I don't know. They have to change the taste of it. So the it's just, if you read the Shach, you might not have caught it. Because the Shach, The Rama brings 2 days. He brings a day that you need 6 times as much mevushal, or you need roiv mevushal. Those are his 2 choices. Okay, 6 times much mevushal or roiv mevushal. And the shach on the Rama says 6 times mevushal. The shach says, but you should only be makel if it's hesem ruba. Okay, now that doesn't read. If you just read the Rama, that doesn't make sense because the sheet of 6 was the machmir, not the makel. So on the sheet 6, you should only be samech on 6. If it's Malkum Hefsim Ruba, 6 is the Chumrah. Okay, 6 is more than Rife. Okay, 6 is more than 51%. So really, because it's coming from HaKadosh Ashri, and the HaKadosh Ashri didn't offer you choices of 6 or Rife. His choices were, has to change the Tam or 6. Those are his 2 choices. But the Ramah said first has to change the Tam. And on that, he says, you should only be Samuch on that Malkum Hefsim Ruba. Anyhow, the Shach says, if you read it carefully, the Shach says that you shouldn't be Samuch on this anyhow. So even if he came up with this funny formula, the Shach would have said, it could be because in Mevushal, but again, as I told you, even the Ramo, who's the Makel, is going to always, relatively Makel, is never, it's not going to happen. So we would treat a mix, this port wine, we would treat it as Eina Mevushal, unless the original wine had been considered Mevushal. And I'll throw in that the vermouth that we spoke at last time, I hinted at this last time, vermouth itself is often made with brandy. Last time we took out the vermouth from the side of the lana, the wormwood that's added into it, whether that makes a difference. It happens to be connected to the shadow because it also often has brandy.